Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Cyber Monday, November 28, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, today in the news, there's a lot in the news, all right? And I am not going to talk about the Ohio State horrible thing this morning. I was going to, and I started to when I first was recording, but now I've rethought that, and I'm just going to let that lie. But sucks, right? So I'm going to talk mostly about the markets, Apple, Verizon, some other stuff. Anyways, I bought a new iPhone Plus yesterday, and I wasn't going to do it. As a matter of fact, I fully intended on keeping my iPhone 6 Plus, which is now 2 years old, for another year. But then Verizon had a rebate for $669. So that almost made the new iPhone 7 Plus, I added some memory, but it almost made it free. So I kind of had to do it, right? It's like, well, why wouldn't you upgrade if they're giving you a new phone for free? So anyways, I've been spending the morning and late last night trying to remember usernames and passwords for different things, right? Ah, I got to figure out a strategy for that. But anyways, one thing at the Verizon store, I bought it at the Verizon store, I actually drove there. But anyways, one thing that was interesting is they said I asked them how things are selling, if they're selling really well. And they said, yeah, the iPhones are doing pretty well, but what's selling really hot right now is the Google Pixel. Makes kind of sense. Makes sense, right? Because of the Samsung exploding phone thing with the Note. So it makes sense that people want Android or going to the Pixel, right? And so that's the big winner. And it, to me, that spells trouble for Samsung as well if people are going to Google. But good for Google, right? Man on the street, Peter Lynch, kind of investing information. So Morgan Stanley pegged the Google Pixel revenue in 2017 for $3.8 billion, so, and also selling 5 to 6 million of the devices. But it seems like things are going well, so pretty cool, pretty good for Google. I looked at them, they look like an iPhone. I just kind of invested in the iPhone ecosphere, so I just stayed there. So today is Cyber Monday, and it's kind of a challenge between Black Friday and Cyber Monday on which day gets the most in retail. And they're saying a lot of the movement, a lot of the sales are going to Friday now, but looks like there's going to be a record amount of sales today. They're estimating $3.36 billion, which is up almost 10% from last year. Black Friday, however, was $3.34 billion spent online, up for that's up about 21%. Last year, so it looks like the momentum is with Black Friday. I don't know about you, but it seems like Cyber Week, Black Friday, seems like it's been going on for a week now, right? All these discounts, everything. I mean, my email is just clogged with these things. 40% off, 25% off. So, and my guess is that's going to continue, right? It's a dog-eat-dog world in the online market, and it looks like consumers are doing fairly well right now, so they could be out. Bye-bye buying stuff online. I ended up buying a few more things. I said I wasn't. Last time I did on the podcast on Friday, I said I wasn't buying much, but I actually went back on that, and I have had packages showing up almost daily now the last couple of days. So we're starting to get some predictions for 2017 and beyond, 2017, 2018. So we're starting to see predictions of S&P 500 going to 2,400, 2,500. Always up, right? And we're not that far away from there. So it seems not unreasonable. Seems reasonable, right? But we are going through a transition to a new president, and inflation fears, rising rates could be tough on the mortgage market, especially those who have adjustable rate mortgages. Those values could go up, and housing kind of goes up with your ability to make a mortgage payment, right? So if those are going up, then you wonder if housing prices are going to take a dip, which might impact consumers, but might be good for stocks like Home Depot and Lowe's, because if you can't buy a new home, maybe you just improve the one you're in. The top global pick from Morgan Stanley is Japan. They say it's going to turn around. A V-shaped recovery in Japan. Man, people are predicting a Japan recovery for almost as long as I've been alive. No, not that long, but it seems like it, though. They were so hot in the 80s, right? They were buying up stuff, golf courses, land, property, this, that, the other thing. And then it all came to an end, and it seems like it's been flat for the last 27 years. Been moving back and forth, though. EWJ is a ticker on the Japan ETF. Interesting. So there was some talk going on about the NFL TV rankings or ratings and how it's not as hot as it used to be, right? So there's a thought that maybe the NFL would stop doing Thursday Night Football with ratings down. But the NFL said today they are committed to Thursday Night Football. Maybe they should be committed to better games on Thursday Night Football. Looks like there's some coming up. But, you know, sometimes if it's a – of course, they don't know going into the season who's going to be good, who's not going to be good. But it's important to have a good matchup. But it is Thursday night. I mean, I don't know. I always watch them, though. Of course, I watch pretty much – that's all I did all weekend is watch football. Disney in the news today. They had a – Moana was – is it one of those animated films? It registered over the five-day Thanksgiving period – $81.1 million. So that's the second highest ever on that time frame. The current highest one is still Disney's Frozen. They made in 2013. Seems like it was only yesterday. $93.4 million. But Moana did pretty good, right? I totally didn't expect that. So now that means there's going to be a Moana 2, a whole line of toys. Disney is a money making machine, right? UPS cruising through Black Friday at or near all-time highs as I type. But that's pretty much what the company expected, they say. So good things for UPS. Got to get those online cyber packages to your doorstep somehow. AT&T's released some more information on DirecTV Now. That's the streaming service that come over the internet to your home via your internet connection. So it looks like about 100 channels starting about $35 a month. And so far, no CBS in that package. Think it'll come around? They do have Disney. Eli Lilly got a downgrade today. They were down, last I checked, about 2%. Phase 3 trials of an Alzheimer candidate. I'm not going to try. Well, let's try to pronounce that. Solanezumab. How's that? Anyways, Alzheimer drug. So I'm actually sad to see that. Not the downgrade, but just that the Alzheimer drug didn't work, because that's a risk for all of us as we get older, right? Cognizant stock jumped on activist investor Elliott Management. They disclosed a 4% stake in the IT service provider. So the stock was up, last I checked, about 7% in midday trading. On that news, too bad you don't have inside information on who bought what, right? Wouldn't it be nice to get one of those pops? Have some options on that? That would be illegal, of course. So you wouldn't want to do that, right, Martha Stewart? So Under Armour's in the news today. They're changing the ticker on their Class C shares from UA to UAA. And on their Class C shares are going from UA.C to UA. So, of course, that means the shares are up because of that. Makes no sense. I guess the goal is parity, the stock. I guess the C shares are trading about a 20% discount to the A shares. So they want to try to equalize that somehow. I guess changing the ticker name will do that some way. But anyways, the C shares were up more than 8% on that news. And the A shares were up 2%. So there you go. Just change your ticker name. And you too can participate in a rally. So the worst stock, the Dow stock in 2016 so far, Nike. So my thought on this is that I've been looking to buy Nike, and now that it's the worst performer in the Dow, I am thinking it's going to be subject to tax loss selling for anybody who wants to offset gains. So I'm watching it, may add it towards the end of the year. That's my current plan, because everybody loves Nike shoes. Except for me. I don't like them. They don't fit my feet. I prefer Skechers. I was going to say New Balance, but I can't buy those anymore, right? There's an article in Business Insider, 5 things you should do when you start to lose your hair. And the only thing you should do is my opinion, is don't worry about it if you start to lose your hair. Just keep it short and neat. Don't try to cover it up. Don't try to do nothing. So ignore that article. Just accept it. You're a man, for God's sake. Anyways, hey, happy Cyber Monday. Go out and buy some stuff. And the music will be from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music. And this is Sahib Radio with Lost in Egypt. See ya.